This podcast is entitled, Is Networking Integral to Your Business or an Add-on? Back in 2013, I was new to networking. I had been introduced by a friend who explained that getting myself out there and meeting people was critical to running a successful business. I knew she was right, but the thought of speaking to people I didn't know had me curling my toes in horror. However, I also had a desire to be successful in business, so I took a deep breath and started to understand the world of networking. The organisation that I was first introduced to was a national brand, and it had an online forum that was open to all. I hesitantly put my first post on the welcome page and was amazed to get an almost instant response. The person who replied to me first was a gentleman called Stefan Thomas. As my podcast relationship with you grows, dear listener, you will understand and hear me talk about Stefan a great deal. But back to 2013. Stefan welcomed me to the group and mentioned that he would be giving the presentation at my first meeting. He invited me to link with him through his various social media platforms and encouraged me to get chatting with others and start building relationships. He was really friendly and welcoming. On the day of my first meeting, the traffic had held me up and I was running about 10 minutes late. I still remember the relief wash over me as I parked the car and realised that Steph was driving in behind me. So I thought to myself, I might be the new girl, but I'm not going to be last to the party. As I walked up the steps, I felt calm and collected, and for that, I will always be grateful to Stefan. The meeting ran as it was supposed to, and I enjoyed it very much. I'd been able to talk to several people and find out about them, their business, and they showed interest in me as well. I joined up straight away. Over the years since, I have seen people come and go and come back again. Networking is an ever-changing ebb and flow of people, ideas, opinions, and emotions. Some meetings energise and engage. Some are just plain hard work. I've tried many different networks. Some worked for me, others did not. But there are common themes that run through all of them. Networking is about people getting to know other people. Networking is about finding the common ground and building trust. Networking is about getting your face out there so that when your particular talents are needed, you are the obvious go-to person. So how do you get to earn that prestigious title, go-to person? Well, quite simply, you turn up consistently. You follow up with the people that you have spoken to at that meeting. You keep yourself fresh in their minds and you listen. Yes, people around that room need to know what it is that you offer, so you have to open a gateway to your business. But if you ask them to tell you more about them and their business, they will, because everyone likes talking about themselves. The key thing in networking is to build the trust in each other before you try and do the business together. I have seen many seasoned business people turn up on their first visit and expect the room to do business with them because they are an expert in their field. Well, this may very well be the case, but it could also be that 90% of the people around the table have never come across that person before. They don't understand what their business is and actually have no intention of doing business with them today. At the end of the meeting, the new person feels somehow cheated and we don't see them again at the network. I have seen many new to networking pay their annual membership and never turn up again. I find this amazing. Why pay out for a membership if you don't use it? Well, let's ask that again in January, shall we, when we all take out gym membership. Again, when membership comes up for renewal, these business people don't renew, as they don't feel they've had any benefit. Why did they get no benefit? Because they didn't come. So I've been fortunate enough to be able to speak to many members of the network I'm in and ask them a question. Is networking integral to your business or an add-on? Those who tell me it's an add-on, something they do when the order book is contracting or near to special occasions like Easter and Christmas, are often transient people. The ones who come and go, ebb and flow, just like the tide. They report that they don't make a lot of business within the network, so they have to look elsewhere. Networking for them is not a priority. And with no work being generated, it's a waste of time. That is their opinion, based on their experience of the network. Those who tell me it's integral show up every week, follow up with those they meet, give presentations, and prioritise networking. These are the businesses that tell me they have become the go-to person. These are the businesses that are remembered, even when not in the room, such is their presence. These are the businesses that are successful. So let me ask you to think about how you view networking. If it's integral, how can you improve your performance within the network? If it's an add-on, does this serve your business most efficiently? If you've never been networking before, I strongly encourage you to jump on board and prioritise it for the long-term good of your business. For me, networking is central to my business. It is where everything I do starts. I do hope that our paths will cross one day, either virtually or face to face, and you can tell me the answer to my question, integral or add-on? For more tips, tricks and tools of the trade, please do follow me on social media. I love sharing what I know and I want to be the go-to person. Have a great day, whatever you're doing, and I'm sure I'll be following up with you soon. Thank you for listening. Sam Marshall.